Genesis is not the only book of the Bible that tells about God creating the world. The book of Psalms, which is made up of many poems and songs to God, reminds us,
"The heavens were made by the word of the Lord, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth."
And the Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' first disciples, wrote,
"Long ago the heavens and the earth existed out of water, and through water by the word of God."
As we dig deeper into the Bible, we find more verses that speak of God's creation. Here are some words from the Old Testament prophets. Nehemiah, speaking to God,
"You alone are the Lord. You created the heavens, the highest heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. You give life to all of them, and the heavenly host worships you."
Jeremiah, speaking to the people, said,
"He made the earth by his power, established the world by his wisdom, and spread out the heavens by his understanding."
And
"This is what the Lord says, the one who gives the sun for light by day, the fixed order of moon and stars for light by night, who stirs up the sea and makes its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name."
Isaiah, speaking to the people, said,
"This is what the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb, says. I am the Lord, who made everything, who stretched out the heavens by myself, who alone spread out the earth."
And in the New Testament book called Hebrews, we hear,
"In the beginning, Lord, you established the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands."
Even the Apostle John, a very close follower of Jesus when he was on earth, who wrote the last book of the Bible, which tells about things that haven't happened yet, shared with us that one day still to come, God will be worshipped, and those worshipping will say,
"Our Lord and God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and because of your will they exist and were created."
God's power is greater than we can ever understand. And although it is good to enjoy God's creation, in another book in the Bible, God warned us to be careful to worship God, the Creator, and not the creation. This was so important to God that he gave the people special commandments telling us just that. A long time before the Old Testament prophets, Moses instructed and warned the people,
"When you look to the heavens and see the sun, moon, and stars, all the array of heaven, do not be led astray to bow down and worship them. The Lord your God has provided them for all people everywhere under heaven."
And in the New Testament, God provided severe consequences to those who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served something created instead of the Creator. Listen further, and you'll hear more strange and spectacular happenings.